This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week that make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
This is longer than I thought. He really drags it out. That's what I would say if my name was Kid Rock.
Cool, man.
Thanks.
Thanks for playing that off your phone in the microphone.
Thank you for listening to it. Thanks to everybody.
It is very long.
Thank all of us.
He really drags it out. It's like operatic, except without any like melody to it.
Also, yeah. You don't remember, but that is like a full minute into the song. You think it's the beginning. It is not the beginning.
Why would I not remember that? I literally just queued it up.
I'm talking to the people that listen to this podcast.
Like I thought you were talking person. To me, and I was like, have I been in a fugue state? I was like, I just went through. I just listened to a minute of it. It
Eli,
is quite
you're very
far
unwell. This is a podcast that we record.
Yeah.
This we turn the mics on, and now like people, like 10,000 people hear it.
Welcome to Convince Eli He Has a Brain Tumor, episode 50-something. I don't know, probably not.
That's the long-term project of this podcast, actually, is to just gaslight you.
Yep. Well, that was me and Eli both playing Ba with the Ba on our phones at the same time, at different points, trying to figure out
what the thing
was.
I felt like I was going insane.
Yeah.
You were cool.
Well, it was pretty helpful. I was like, let me try to find the one part of this song. And you're like, what if I also played that song in a different time code?
Well, I was playing it, but I had my volume down on my phone, I guess. So I could hear it playing, so I thought it was my phone. That's the only reason I was doing it.
Well, you were also just playing it when you walked into the building. Just
that's true.
That's my entrance music to just life.
That's the only song on my Spotify playlist I listen to when I walk around.
Yeah, just one playlist. Good shit. And
yeah,
it's just
I'm gonna go on the Chillin' the Most cruise.
The Chillin' the Most cruise, the official name of the Kid Rock cruise.
Yeah. When I was in high school and mixtapes were still a thing, a fun bit that I would do is if like somebody wanted a song, like they were like, oh, can you burn that song onto a CD for me? I would put it on the CD at a random track and then make every other track Sandstorm until the CD was full and then give it to them.
Oh, full 43 minutes or whatever, 700 megabytes?
Yeah, 72 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chillin' the Most cruise, the best name for a cruise.
Yeah, it's because he's all MAGA-y now, but before that I did want to go on the Kid Rock cruise. I think it would be fun. I would just assume a new identity. It would be like Vegas or something. I'd just like be like, I have no... Like, it's like international waters for your personality.
It's a good place to get like hepatitis C.
Yeah. Vegas with a dollar sign. I can totally see you as just eating shit.
Yeah,
they just eat shit on that cruise.
I just go on the Kid Rock cruise, and my new identity is the guy who is eating turds out of the toilet all the time.
Big hit.
Run into somebody like 3 months later.
When you're on the high seas, you can be anyone. It's like, what?
We were talking about...
This sounds weird, sorry, but did you go on the Chillin' the Most cruise? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I just don't mention that I ate turds. What were you saying before I talk about turds?
I was saying, we were talking last week about how a really funny bit would be if the Impractical Jokers cruise all got norovirus and they thought it was an impractical joke. That's a really good bit.
Yeah.
Just shitting themselves. Sal Volcano.
God damn it, Sal! Yeah.
Now who's laughing?
Yeah.
It's usually all of them, as we all know.
I could also
show
mention
about guys laughing for half an hour.
I can't, as someone who is constantly getting yelled at for just laughing through every podcast I do, I can't get mad about that.
Yeah. But no, it's like Impractical Jokers. Do you want a TV show that's like the loud table at a bar you're at? Check out Impractical Jokers. Sorry, True TV.
I feel like I get the appeal. Like, I understand it.
People love pranks.
People do love a bunch of dudes laughing.
Are they really pranks? Don't they just, like, sit behind a wall and make a guy say weird stuff at the grocery store?
Is that a prank? They just go make... One of them goes and harasses a different person.
Right. Like, who's the prank on?
Hey.
It's not a practical joke. It's an impractical joke.
Go ask to see that toll attendant's asshole. This... hot new impractical joke. Also, have I talked about how much I fucking hate the name of that show? Because Impractical Jokers. It's one of those things that
you definitely have not talked about. It. Not recently.
Yeah. It sounds like it's wordplay and it sounds like it's a smart title, but it means nothing.
Yeah.
It does not make any sense. What is an impractical joke?
It's because all the jokes are CGI. They're not practical.
There's a couple things an impractical joke can mean. It could mean a huge input budget, high concept, very little payoff. Uh-huh. Which sounds like it would be a very funny show to just me specifically. Right. I would watch that.
Yes. It requires a cameo from David Bowie. And they're just like, that's impractical. He is dead. This won't happen.
There's that. It involves CGI. Or it's pranks that are missing one ingredient that make it a prank. So it is just harassing someone at the grocery store.
You know what
would
be so good if there was a different show that
was asking a lady about her melons at the grocery store. What a great practical joke.
Season order, please. I'm now just thinking about how funny it would be to have a prank show hosted by Guillermo del Toro and it's all practical jokes.
Yeah.
Practical effects.
Yeah.
Real makeup. He's going to pretend to be a fish.
Yeah. Just the pale man from Pan's Labyrinth just asking a woman
about her melons. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same, but there's elaborate prosthetics every person.
Senorita, how are your melons?
And he has the eyes in his palms.
He drops the eyes to try to feel the melons, but then he can't see.
Look, I'm all for getting Doug Jones more work. The senator, of course. Yeah. Not the famously rubber-faced actor. That's not who we're talking about. The senator.
The senator.
Who beat Roy Moore.
Today's practical joke. A wolf man goes to the store.
I think if we...
Okay,
I feel like that would be a very good sketch, one has the budget to make the sketch good.
I just got to get Guillermo del Toro in on it.
To do it.
What if Frankenstein comes inside?
Okay, the pale man goes to the DMV, and he tries to take his driving test, but he can't take the vision test, but then he has the eyes in his hands.
It's
he doesn't have eyes in his face.
But it's also punked, so it's just the weirdest. It's like all of a sudden he's like,
just
today.
Acid punked.
There's just that awful kid from Punked. Remember that kid?
No, there was a kid on Punked?
There was a kid who became do you remember this? Does anybody remember this?
Wait.
Shelby, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, they had that.
He was 12, and he'd be like, my mom.
Are you talking about Wee Man?
No, he was a kid.
Have you ever seen
He's probably 30 now.
Have you ever seen the WWE Network version of Punked that is one of the worst shows I've ever seen?
Isn't WWE just Punked?
Well,
it's just Vince giving you a series of bad
gimmicks.
Aren't
those all the promos where it's somebody powerbombs someone's mom?
They did a show on the network called
Swerved.
Swerved.
That's right, yeah.
And it was literally just not pranks. It was just here's WWE's Paige running around with a cattle prod just attacking people. It's insane.
It's a great rib.
Yeah, it's a wonderful rib.
It's all the ribs in ring. It's I jam my finger up his penis hole rib.
We did a bonus episode of WrestleSplaining about it, but we were just talking about how horrible that must be because it's you go to work to wrestle. And you have to worry about this fucking prank show all the time. God damn it. I work 300 days a year. Please don't cattle prod me.
Vince telling you you're fired, and it's is this Swerved or no?
You have a hair.
Vince really wanted to do a Swerved, and so they put him in a disguise, and he bumbled around.
Was he in a dress?
No, he was in
that's the thing he finds the funniest in the world. Is a guy in a dress.
Yeah. But that he wouldn't degrade himself that way. Yeah. He likes to think that that's degrading and does it to other people.
Sure.
He wore a goatee. He looked it was obviously him. He's the only person that talks like that or walks like that.
He's just in a strange
place. Right, he's doing the walk. It's weird that that clown is walking like Vince McMahon.
But that he's punking obviously know it's him, but he's their boss. So they
very
have to...
good, stranger.
Yeah, and the wrestlers, you have a hairline fracture in your vertebrae, and then some kid fucking throws an egg at you. Oh, cool, great.
This is hilarious.
It's the worst. It's so bad.
This is the kid from Punked.
Ryan Pinkston. Yeah,
Shelby sent a picture. You don't remember this kid?
No.
He was the kid who was my mom left me at the store. and they would yell at Allison Hannigan or something. You know, it was
Allison Hannigan. That is the quintessential 90s.
That is exactly the era of Punked that it would be Allison Hannigan and Sean William Scott.
Right. It's
American Pie.
As promo for American Pie 2.
Yeah.
Remember the Punked where I think it was Zach Braff was legitimately an asshole?
I don't. I remember just like, Timberlake actually crying because he thought all his stuff was getting repossessed
that's
or something.
Good,
also, they did one that to. Did one? They like do mostly fun punked, and then once in a while, it'd be like, "You killed someone with your car."
Right.
And they'd be like, "Whoa!" Like then they just be like,
"What if the person's just like, okay, here's how we get away with this? Like, whoa, all right, stop filming. All right,
yeah, exactly.
I don't think you want to reveal this about yourself to audiences. We'll do you a favor here. All right, where's
today,
Ashton? Come on.
Rihanna encounters a demon. Guillermo's practical jokes.
It's the longest punked of all time, election night 2016. Ashton just pokes his head in at the acceptance speech.
Oh, you should tweet that.
It's going up. I'm sure nobody has already posted the similar sentence.
Send it to the Krasensteins and ask for a commission.
Yeah, they like call him the Orange Man, and they like don't mean it as like to make fun of unfunny. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like a weird. They have this weird thing where they're aware that it's like toothless, but they stick. It's yeah.
And then the one of them has that thing now because he promised he'd delete his account if Trump didn't get indicted.
Yeah.
And then he like posts, he's like, I did it, guys. I deleted my email account.
I deleted my AOL email account. I deleted my Gorilla Mail account.
Yeah.
I closed the tab.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's in the news right now, folks? Not numbers, just stuff that we were going to talk about. Everyone sent us this. Thank you to everyone who sent us this, including, I believe, Cass Mom.
Yeah, I felt like a real chump in our group text because my mom sent it to me. And I sent it to the group text, and Patty was like, 500 people.
I meant it
us.
Like it was good. I didn't mean it like, you know, I wasn't trying to big time anybody.
I was asleep.
Big timing my mom.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was not how it was intended. So,
Kath got big moms.
Can't pin this on me. Thank you to, multiple people who, like, I didn't know listened to the thing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
okay. That's nice.
The Garfield phones that we all know and love. That we're washing up on the shore of Brittany Beach. It's Brittany Beach.
It's Brittany Beach. Forgot about that.
So apparently, I believe what Eli predicted.
Apparently, I'm right.
Yeah,
this what happened.
It was a shipping container, guys.
Yeah,
that's really all there
okay.
is to say.
It wasn't underwater elves.
I do feel like
Garfield toys.
It is a little bit more mystical than that, at least in my mind, because
right.
in my mind. I think they said something about it being in like a cave.
Yeah,
or like,
washed into like a cove.
So a shipping container, shards of a shipping container in a secret cove full of Garfield phones.
Well, you added secret.
They didn't find it until recently. That sounds
Aren't
like
all
secret
coves
to me.
A secret a little bit.
I mean, if
when I hear cove, I don't think of like a public cove.
Place. Yeah. It's a magical
and
place.
There was this local resident.
I think of the Goonies.
He's
really,
he's been sitting on this since the '80s. So like everyone's like, what's this big mystery? And the guy's probably like, oh, it was. Yeah, I did this when I was like, yeah. What?
Oh, no, I think
he
finally
own...
went down. He thought it was there, but he'd never doof.
No, he said it, was,
no, he
it wasn't until a local resident revealed that he discovered the container after a storm in the 1980s that they were finally able to locate it, wedged in a partially submerged cave only accessible at low tide.
I think that's cool of him because it's like, why you don't want to be that asshole. Everyone's like, whoa, Garfield phones from the
Actually,
Nether.
It's...
And then he's like, oh, I found that yesterday. It's downstairs.
No, I like that, though, because I imagine that was like his coming of age, like Goonies adventure to find the Garfield phones.
A million Garfield phones.
Like a secret. See, that's the thing. It's partially submerged cave only accessible at low tide is a secret ass cave. A mystical cave full of, I'm imagining, thousands of Garfield phones. That is quite a sight.
What makes a cove?
We're talking cave. We're not talking cove.
But how would we know? I thought it was a cove. What are the qualifiers for something to be a cove? Like
I know
an atoll, and I know what's going on with like peninsulas. But what about a cove?
I think a cove is this is totally based on like.
I'd like to hear everyone's hypothesis on what a cove is.
I'm imagining it's like a little curved inlet, like a very small secluded beach with like a high beach cliffs above it. So it's like a little inlet on an island with a tiny little beach, but like mostly it's cliffs.
I think that sounds right. I think that's like a
sheep.
What?
fucking with you.
Yeah.
No, it is a small sheltered bay, which is not that clear to me.
That's very close.
That's pretty
to
much
what
I
said. That's almost literally the exact words she said.
I just forgot the word bay,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
well, they don't, because they don't know what ship it fell off. They don't know where, you know, it's like a mob thing. You know, where'd you get this Garfield phone? Fell off a ship. Where'd you get these 10,000 Garfield phones?
Hey, I don't know.
Oh, what a bad windfall.
Well, in the 80s, it could have been, you know, you could have started, yeah. But it's tough to unload them.
It'd be funny if Garfield phones became, like, a cultural icon of Britney, because, like, everybody got one because of this, like, organized crime shipping thing. Like, how, like, wooden shoes are Holland, and it's like, oh, Britney.
Yeah.
It's Britney Beach, Garfield phones.
It's just a mobster who has absolutely zero grasp of supply and demand, just shows up with 10,000 Garfield phones.
Like, $200 a pop.
After they pull off the big Lufthansa heist, they all show up at the bar and they all have Garfield phones. I told you not to buy anything! give it back! He's pulling the Garfield phone out of the wife's hands.
Yeah. The wife is proudly showing it off.
Johnny roast beef out of his wife's hands, and then they're all dead in their car. and they've all got their Garfield phones, which also have a bullet between the eyes.
Get choked out by the Garfield phone coil. Yeah. They all die that way.
And instead of that part of Layla, it's the Garfield and Friends theme song playing.
me filing.
During that montage. Finally, the guy's on the hook in the meat truck, in the meat packing, and then there's a Garfield phone on the hook next to him. That's the, yeah. So Jimmy the Gent killed everyone who had the Garfield phone.
Me filing the serial number off of a Garfield phone. To make it untraceable.
Sawing off the tail, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an important little clarification here at the end of the Yahoo News story. The dry-witted Garfield, okay, first dreamed up by illustrator Jim Davis in the late 1970s, has since spawned a television show, a film series starring Bill Murray as the voice of the titular cat, and a merchandising empire worth hundreds of million dollars annually. So
I like that. The last time
we get to the end, to let you know what Garfield is.
The last article we read on the podcast also did that. They like got to the very end, and then there were two sentences explaining what Garfield.
Because you get all the way through, it's like, what the fuck is what is this? Why does everyone know what this
know
is?
What Garfield is. Yeah.
It's very strange. Anyway,
also a real erasure of Lorenzo Music. There, he was the voice of Garfield in the TV show.
Wow,
he sounds like Bill Murray because he also did the voice of he had the voice of Venkman in the real Ghostbusters cartoon. I think he might be dead, RIP. If not, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah. I hope he's voicing Bill Murray toys.
Best of
luck to him. I'm sure I already mentioned on here, everyone knows the story of why Bill Murray voiced Garfield.
No, why?
Because
he wanted a fucking third
house?
He wanted
a lot of money. You're taking this at face value, and I think, you know, his story, you mean?
Yeah.
That he says why he did it?
Oh, just take a shit on joy.
What's the story?
You know, squeeze one off. No, but...
don't squeeze one off.
But also, Bill Murray famously doesn't have, an agent or whatever. He has, a voicemail thing. And so he was told that he's like, hey, we want you to work on... Because the name of the people who wrote the Garfield movie are the Coen brothers, but it's not...
No, it's Joel. It's Joel Coen. It's Coen spelled differently.
Okay. But, so he's like, "Oh, the Coen brothers Garfield movie."
Oh,
sure.
Joel Coen wrote this script, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, do we really believe that?
I feel like
if you have any
done...
joy in your heart, maybe you do.
I feel like he probably would have met the guy and been like, "Oh, this isn't Joel Coen." But
no, it was too late. He had.
He's
do
in.
It. He signed the contract.
Sure. Why not? I like it. It's a nice story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, we want to talk about Santa Claus. Anyone have any input?
Should we do numbers? Do we have more stuff to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Mussolini's granddaughter is mad at Jim Carrey on Twitter. Anyway.
Check it out.
The turkey vulture flying into Stephen A. Smith's office.
For reasons we can all understand.
Yeah, as we said.
Oh, that's right. A turkey vulture rammed into the window of Stephen A. Smith's office at ESPN.
I've seen a bird kill itself.
And that's
thank
that.
You.
It actually went through the window. That's the best part.
I believe it's still alive also.
It was flapping around in Stephen A. Smith's office. This is unbelievable.
So and it's funny, that bird flapping around his office was the second most over-the-top thing in the office, which I assume was still him.
Second turkey.
The most histrionic, Hey, let's do the things.
I don't know what history is.
Number five.
And I'll never learn.
You'll never find out. I'm not going to tell you.
I feel like it's something that,
it's a small, sheltered bay.
It feels like a word that, smart... Like men who want to seem really smart say diminishingly about women.
Yeah, it's basically acting in a there's a personality disorder, a histrionic personality disorder. It basically means you are have a compulsion to draw attention towards yourself.
It's like you go into histrionics. That's some MFA dickhead.
It's like melodramatic. It's like being melodramatic.
Can we please cut the histrionics? Yeah. And it's like
this is directly a shot at me, by the way, for using the word. Is anyone else noticing this?
Did you use that word?
Yeah, I said the word. That's why he said I don't know what it means.
Oh, I just.
It sounds like something that assholes say about a.
No. About
you said dramatic
about women. about women. You used it regular.
I used it about Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Fuck you, Eli. That was very rude.
About Stephen A. Smith, I'm saying about women.
Okay. I was like, it okay. seems like something that a real would dickhead say. Would say.
About
to
women.
Sound smart. It's like, all right. Okay,
about
I'm
women.
Yeah,
listen
okay.
to the whole sentence.
Can we
God,
do number
I've never
five now?
Called myself stupid and then been like, you dickhead. I don't know what word that means. Like, Jesus Christ, cool it.
What's gotten into you? Well, you're both wrong.
It means bay.
It means sheltered a small, bay. Sheltered bay. Okay, number five is this story that's been going around. I saw it in on Twitter, and then there's an article about it in Rolling Stone. There's some rock legends are teaming up on the quote-unquote rock and roll dream tour.
Oh, all right. Who we got? This sounds
we got,
pretty cool. We got a couple of legends from the
sure.
industry.
Sure.
Yeah,
Kid yeah.
Rock, Robert Ritchie.
Kid Rock. Robert Ritchie's probably there. It's Kid Rock and...
Rob Van Winkle.
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
One of those legends of rock,
couple classic,
Vanilla Ice.
Couple classic rockers that
got
we know.
Jonathan Bon Jovi?
sadly, no. It's Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly. And I know what you're thinking to yourself. Hey... Those guys are dead, right?
What?
And you're going to your phone to look it up?
Yeah.
They died?
They died.
From what?
A plane crash and being old, I guess.
I mean, Buddy Holly is one of those, like, they hey, if you were born the day that Buddy Holly died, you would be an old man.
Yeah.
Not someone
been
we,
dead
like,
for quite some time.
Remember R.I.P. fondly. I feel like he's someone who, like, I, like, listened to, like, investigated in high school because he had Weezer glasses. So I was like, I bet he's cool. And then I was like, he's okay.
Yeah, music's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like
R.I.P.
it.
Buddy Holly.
Peggy
died
Sue?
From getting too old on a plane.
Yeah, he died of old age. On,
died
while,
from natural causes during a plane crash. He had a heart
he
attack.
He died on the same
down.
Plane. It was the same plane as the Big Bopper, right? Weren't they all on
yep.
the same plane?
Yeah. Yeah. The day the music died. I'm so glad
that
everyone
name
who...
aged poorly because bop now means head. Like the big
never
bopper.
Thought about that. Big
yeah.
Bopper.
That's what he was asking. You know what I like, or what? Yeah,
that's
so
why
he
crashed. The
way.
Big Bopper was sucking
whoa,
up the pilot.
Whoa, baby! Yeah,
I'm so glad every person who like gives a shit about that is dead now. Because
the
it's
day
like,
music died.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad.
I mean, it's sad because like people died in a plane crash.
We got American Pie out
like
of it, which is too bad because it's like way too long.
Which is too bad. I think that's why I'm like shut up about it because I don't like American Pie.
It's like,
only,
it's like 8 minutes long.
Were there only six artists then? They're like
I
two
think so.
People died and they're like music has fallen. They're like
yeah,
know, there's still more.
But yeah, so Roy Orbison and
Richie Valens too. La Bamba's pretty good.
La Bamba's very
still
good.
Bangs. Like
the
now.
La Bamba guy died in an accident?
Bangs. He was on the plane. They were all on
That's
the plane.
So weird. I guess I just never connected the song La Bamba with like a fiery death.
That's probably
you know?
Good.
Well,
I mean, it's
not,
about
he's,
celebrating.
He's not a sailor. He's a captain.
But it's like, you know, like the same way that you listen to like, you know, like some sort of like somebody who died too early. Like, oh, what would they have made next if they just had the chance? It's funny to have that about La Bamba and be like,
yeah.
Well, could have been the next La Bamba.
Of course, we're talking about La Bamba, the guy in Conan's band.
Yeah.
Yes. R.I.P. I like, okay, so they're doing a hologram tour, which apparently Roy Orbison has already done, which
like, should, is this, who are they even getting? Who controls Buddy Holly's estate? They have to get their, I'm sure they're like, fine, if it's money for us.
It's
Rivers Cuomo.
It's Rivers Cuomo. It's Buddy Holly's wife.
Oh,
and Roy Orbison's son.
Okay.
So it's like people close to them are, I think, fucking up their memory. It's just, yeah, I don't understand who this is for. And I say that as like.
It's also for old people.
I guess. But like.
We're frightened of technology.
Who are confused by holograms and
they can't
think
even open
it's
their
real?
Email.
I think and it's gonna... for people with like dementia. Like
it's going to be a
musicians.
Tour of nursing homes.
Yeah, exactly.
That I would appreciate.
Sure.
I think that would be good.
That sounds like it would be nice.
Yeah, I would think that was cool. People I honestly, like, Roy Orbison's fucking great.
Roy
I listen
rules.
To Roy Orbison all the time.
He rules.
My
I
parents
really listen.
My parents really liked him when I was a kid.
So also, he's one of those dudes who had like music. Multiple eras. He had multiple eras of hits too.
Yeah,
like,
he had you, Traveling like, Wilburys and
yeah, and you
he's
got
great.
It. It was like in the 90s. That song fucking is great. Yeah.
He was like
crying
is
in
great.
Dreams.
He was like a was
pretty
he a
woman
contemporary of like Elvis Costello sort of.
No,
he was like I
they're,
mean
they're the same
older
person in my head.
As Patty says, his career spanned a very long time.
Yeah.
But he's like known as kind of 60s, I think, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So he's fucking
do not yell at us.
What's his like big song?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty Woman.
Do you have a song about like crying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Crying.
Yeah. That's what, hey, brain never fails. You.
The guy who won America's Got Talent the first time, Terry Fader, the comedian who's the puppet guy,
uh-huh.
One of his puppets did Crying. He's a ventriloquist.
Timely.
He did, yeah. Yeah, that was like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, probably.
Yeah, when Terry Fader, Orbison was brilliant.
Terry Fader, who is worth probably $100 million now.
Is he on Vegas?
Yeah,
Vegas?
He got one of those Vegas residencies.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Hire us. That I don't know. Like, we'll I mean, do I know that
don't ask like, what his politics are. It's yeah. fine.
Wait, is he the one who killed his sister or whatever?
What?
Okay.
What do you mean the one who killed his sister?
There's like some Vegas magician who like...
They can do a hologram.
There are like multiple suspicious deaths around.
Yeah, but then they always come back.
Hey!
Yeah! See the guy who cut that woman in half?
Today on the podcast, Kath doesn't understand magic. It disappeared.
He stole her watch, but then he gave it back. But he stole it.
He threw knives at her. What the fuck?
Okay, early lives.
You're just in the audience in a magic show, just like, ah!
My friend Mac has a very good bit about that on his album Bird Drugs on Spotify. Check it out. Bird it's very Drugs. Good. Yeah, Bird Drugs.
Okay, I don't see anything about any suspicious deaths in Terry Fader's Wikipedia, but that also could be cleaned by somebody. He could
there
hire
is
somebody.
Some, yeah. A fixer. Some, like... Vegas Terry magician who's like had like multiple people like OD at his house, including members of his family.
There he is.
Oh, he looks nice. I feel bad for implying it was him.
I think you're thinking of that. I think you're thinking of that politician in California.
I'm not. It's a Vegas magician.
Oh, Ed. You think she's thinking of Ed Buck?
Yeah. Yeah. You're
hey,
thinking
this
of,
guy appears to have committed the exact
yes,
same crime multiple
Ed
times.
Ed Buck does love magic. I do know that about him. Anyway.
I think it's funny that I understand that he's like a comedian or whatever and does more than just that. But like to have a show that's like America's Got Talent and the thing they find is like this guy got a singing puppet. It's like, oh, yeah. All right.
We're a talented bunch.
I mean, he is he is a really good ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Like you can't tell his mouth's moving really and he's doing.
Well, that's it.
Right. I understand.
He has achieved the one
but,
thing.
But like he's also he's also doing a credible Roy Orbison crying impression
that's,
singing puppet.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Is there a
that's
ventriloquist who just has had a tracheotomy and just sings out of the hole in his
throat?
They
all sound like robots.
Yeah.
He can only do robot puppets.
It's just a puppet that tells you not to smoke.
Yeah.
That would be a fucking
like
morbid.
Those horrible
and
ads.
I was going to say, that would be a very morbid, but also very plausible, like high school presentation.
Yes.
Like anti smoking ventriloquist who comes to your school and yells at you about not smoking.
That awful ad about the guy, like he's like, I can't take a shower, I can't go swim. You know those New York, like, don't smoke
ads?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The lady with the fingers missing, like all the pieces of her fingers.
Oh, yeah, wow.
It's like, can I like sign something that says I don't smoke and you can test me and also watch these ads?
Nobody's losing their fingers off smoking. Like, it's like if you like diabetes
that lady did.
And stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
I know it's bad for you, but it's like, that's not the first thing that happens, is that all of your fingers
none
fall
of them
off.
Are the first thing that happens.
First thing is one of your fingers just falls
the
off.
The first thing that happens is you make a lot of friends because you look fucking awesome.
Because you're cool. Yeah, that's right.
Look, I'm saying, like, if your fingers are feeling loose, you got to stop smoking.
Tomorrow will
like
be
a tooth, you know?
three months for me.
Hey,
no, since you lost
no
your
smokes,
fingers?
Since I lost my fingers.
Your fingers are going to stay on, Kath.
Thanks. Yeah.
Congrats on
I mean, unless I stay very overweight and just get diabetes from other reasons.
Or have some kind of like accident.
I switched completely to candy cigarettes.
Chopping, or chopping wood or something. Yeah, you know, classic standard things you could have.
After. Yeah, the normal things. But yeah, so rock and roll, Legends of Rock and Roll Tour or whatever.
Is he going to do like stadiums?
I'm trying to figure out.
I mean, they're not
going
to sell out stadiums. Who am I kidding?
I'm trying to figure out like what the venues
concerts,
are.
Concerts and it's really hard to see the holograms because it's too much natural.
Well, they have to do it daytime because all the people have to go to sleep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking.
It has
up
to be over before they can go get dinner at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. They're gonna have a pen at the concerts for the caretakers, like, and then it's just gonna be a lot of people in wheelchairs like rolled onto a lawn.
So apparently tickets went on sale yesterday. So I'm looking to see if I can find.
Are they sold out?
Let's see. Okay, there's a lot in the United Kingdom. It looks like they're all in England right now. All the upcoming dates.
How will this be affected by Brexit?
That's a good question.
Will the holograms still work after Brexit?
Will the holograms refuse to perform?
There better not be any holograms of immigrants coming into my concert.
I'm looking up some capacity of these. of these venues. So, okay, they're playing a 14,500 seat amphitheater in Dublin.
They're playing O2 Arena.
How did you know that? No, they're playing Three Arena.
No, O2 Arena is like where they had like Live Aid and stuff.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I didn't know that.
they're playing one of those fucked up British cell phone carriers, like Orange.
Carphone Warehouse.
I mean, where would you expect them to be? Like,
mid-size Virgin at best. Mobile. Yeah, I don't really know.
That's just like 14,000. That's crazy to me.
You guys going to the Buddy Holly Roy Orbison hologram show at Bobby Ballroom? You guys going to? No, I'm going to the Moose Hall Williamsburg the next day. Oh, cool.
I mean, I wanted to see if they were playing in New York.
I would kind of. I would probably go as like a gag.
I feel like it's got to be expensive.
I would get like really high and then go.
It's very funny that you would have a possibility to buy a Roy Orbison tour T-shirt 2019.
That is pretty good.
Like the hologram tour.
Pretty good piece of swag to have, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I hope there would be a hologram effect on the shirt. That would be cool to me. Like a holographic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like you go one way and they disappear, and you go another way and they appear.
Like a Roy Orbison holographic card.
Like an Animorphs cover.
First edition.
Well, it's like when you used to get like...
Roy Orbison turning into a tiger.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That would be worth going if you go to see hologram Roy Orbison halfway through a song, he just turns into a tiger.
They just do all the
Yeah, I mean, it's not real. You can do whatever. Yeah. You can have it be anything.
Turns into the Pan's Labyrinth hand
right,
man.
Right, he can be the pale man.
What if you went and saw a hologram concert where Orbison is like dancing around doing his songs?
He doesn't
and
really do
that's through, what's weird too is
he
like he doesn't dance
there.
Around.
That's probably best for holograms. They're like, this is going to be pretty straightforward. But then like in the hologram, like his dick comes out and then he's like, oh, and he's like trying to cover it
like
up.
Like the Lenny Kravitz?
But then his pants split and he like can't. But it's all a hologram. So you're just watching this. You're like, this isn't a real concert. It's like,
who developed
why do they just
this?
Program
Why do they do this?
Yeah.
This isn't like a gaffe. This was programmed.
His estate was like, you can do it, but you have to make sure that you give the hologram like a big dick and everyone knows.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Just want to make that very clear.
This all sounds to me like the first time I heard it, this just sounds like something from a Futurama episode. That's like they go to a planet that's like Roy Orbison, and it's just like all Roy Orbison holograms or something. Good show, Futurama. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Best
pretty good.
To check it out.
The Devil's Futurama. Hands are Idle Playthings. Good episode.
Probably very good.
Probably where it should end it.
The best
one
that
was kind
honey.
Of the peak.
That last shot when he's playing the holophoner, and it's kind of like, oh, that's nice. And then they, I mean, look, I love Futurama. I'm always happy to see more of it, but that's a pretty natural endpoint.
Yeah, it was a real high.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing from Futurama when the professor comes out, and he's like, good news, everyone. Your mission today is to gather honey. Ordinary honey. And they're like, oh, that sounds funny. It's like, this is no ordinary honey. It just turns into me and my roommate Dan, like, constantly to each other, always like, this is no ordinary honey.
Good
Very
show.
Good.
We had a My Man Witch was a big one for us.
My Man Witch?
Yeah. My Man Witch was Hermes. He lost his Man Witch somehow.
Yeah. Also, when they go to Amy's farm on Mars, and then Zoidberg like decides he's the son of her parents.
Yeah,
and
I
just like
that.
Fucks everything out. And there's one shot of him rowing a boat very far away, and he just yells, I broke your television! Ma, Pa!
Well, Zoidberg. This has been a plug for Futurama.
Yeah, that's
our favorite moments.
I'd watch a
Why don't I discuss
Zoidberg
the Simpsons
hologram
at length
show.
Again? That would be great.
Maybe we could have Roy Orbison could turn into a hologram of Terry Fader's puppet. That would be a fun thing.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or Zoidberg.
Oh,
wow. Or Zoidberg hologram.
Yeah. Then Zoidberg holding
that
the puppet.
Would be...
Zoidberg, like, fucking cracked
Can
me
you
up, man.
Imagine getting booed off stage. I go on to, like, America's Got Talent, and my talent is... I am a ventriloquist with like a David Bowie puppet, and I'm like making it sing David Bowie songs, and everyone's like, wow, this is not what you're supposed to do, like at all.
That's what the guy did with
what?
Roy Orbison.
It was a puppet of Roy Orbison?
He made the puppet sing Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
But the puppet wasn't a little Roy Orbison, was it?
I don't know.
No, it was like, I think it was like a little lamb or something.
Yeah, that's fine. You can't like make a little ghoul.
It wasn't
person.
Like, hey, here's Roy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, hey, this isn't
okay.
That's
cool,
what I'm
man.
Saying. That I think would be like so awful that it would be pretty funny if someone's like.
He could be like he could be like Roy Orbison, like in Coco. He's like a skeleton.
What's okay,
Coco?
yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be heartwarming.
Coco, the Pixar movie.
Oh, the Pixar. Okay,
classic Pixar film.
Yeah, I don't watch that. It looks like it make me cry.
It will.
It
it's
will.
Great though.
It would. It will.
It will.
Number 4.
Number 4. This is a story. It was around last week. We didn't get to it, but we loved it so much. We brought it back. This is a story about justice, about the criminal justice system. Where an ex-inmate used a T-shirt launcher to send drugs over a prison fence. and then the title, and then the headline just says colon and then the word cops, and that doesn't make sense to me, but I guess that's who's saying it.
Yeah, yeah. Usually you'd put that first, I think.
Yeah.
Still it's, weird, but
that's like an SEO thing probably.
Yeah. Mm. And then the first
just search
line,
for headlines.
I'm searching for cops and t-shirt cannon. What can I find?
Yeah. Cops, t-shirt cannon, legal. and then the first line of this story, that headline makes even more sense. This is probably like written on someone's way out the door Friday afternoon, because the first line is, it was a real trick up the sleeve, which that doesn't connect
to
it.
The cannon doesn't fit up the sleeve.
Yeah,
and also t-shirts don't really have sleeves.
It's not tricky.
There's not a problem.
Okay, so there's really no 0% of that expression works.
Yeah. So a just released inmate in an Oklahoma prison, she came back, I guess, to
help. It's a lady challenging stereotypes about t-shirt cannons.
Ooh, it's a lady.
It's always sometimes a dude. It's always sometimes a lady with a t-shirt cannon.
I guess it's usually like a
it's either a lady or a mascot.
That's true. The two genders that can hold a t-shirt cannon are lady and mascot.
It's a lady. You guys remember that? It's a lady.
What's that?
The ladies' man.
Classic rap.
You said the actual words that he says.
Ooh, it's a lady.
Ooh, it's a lady.
good catchphrase for a character called the ladies' man.
Ladies' man. Check it out. They made a whole movie. I'm sure it's good.
So
I think I saw that movie with my mom in a theater. I'm like reasonably sure.
What's the weirdest movie? Is that the weirdest movie you've seen
Ladies
with your parents?
Man,
is that
weird?
Ladies what about man? Eli? What do you got? Weirdest movie you saw with your parents in the theater?
Oh, I didn't see many movies. I don't.
Oh, we haven't seen many movies.
they don't like go to movies.
My mom, my sister, and I went to go see Jury Duty, Pauly Shore, in an empty theater in Florida on vacation.
That seems like
rainy.
Pauly Shore is like a family movie, is it? I don't know. I've never seen Jury Duty.
Stanley Tucci, fresh off of like Big Night, which is a very good movie.
It's my mom's favorite movie.
Yeah, it's a quality movie. You got the Tucci, you got fucking, what's the other guy's name?
Monk.
Yeah.
Not Monk, though. What's his
name? Tony Shalhoub.
Monk. Shalhoub. That's
Shalhoub. Yeah.
I didn't see very many movies in theaters with my parents, but the one thing, I wasn't there, but they keep seeing every Transformers that comes out, and they don't like any of them.
That's a pretty good bet.
It's just like a new thing that they have. It's like, we got to go see
this movie that we have never liked. Hopefully the sixth one will be the charm.
My 13th birthday.
Now they have a sword.
We went to go see Judge Dredd, like the Stallone one, and my dad had to go because not everyone was 13, and he really hated that.
He was not happy.
I think he fell asleep really fast. It's really bad, to be fair.
I watched.
Do you remember the first R-rated movie you saw alone in a theater?
Blade Trinity.
With my uncle when I was like probably 11 or 12 to Terminator 2, which is a pretty good one.
I remember
being very scared of
right.
The security guard zapping the other security guard in the eye with his finger. You know, the T-1000.
Oh, I went and saw...
I had nightmares about that.
I went and saw Minority Report with my mom, and I was not old enough, and I walked out. I got too scared and walked out.
You got scared?
They're doing the eyes, and I was like, oh. Also, I hated the precogs. Not a fan.
The first P... I don't remember the first R. I remember the first
PG-13. Forgot my
glasses. 13.
You know how blind I am without them. That's what the guy says when he's going to kill
I was so scared, I don't remember.
It's a great movie.
It was
Sorry.
A Continue. Terrified child Sorry. Running out of the theater.
The first PG-13 movie I saw, I was like a super scared kid. I was like afraid of everything. And my dad was like, he wanted to go see the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, which is a very good movie. And it's like, it's a real like...
annoying lack of payoff, but yes.
It's
an alien-based
And tale. It's like, there's a lot of like dad-daughter stuff in it.
Yeah.
And so my dad was like, oh, I'll take Kath. And I think I was probably 10 or 11, but
dad,
I was still like...
Dad-daughter stuff does not sound like what it is.
Why are you a creep? That's...
I don't
Only
know.
Only to you. I feel like that is a very
There's a
normal...
lot of dad-daughter stuff in it.
Yeah. That's still...
But that sounds bad.
Sound no. off. It sounds weird to me.
Degenerates.
Yeah.
Just
no,
corrupted.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I was going along with what you were saying.
But I was really freaked out. Like, the whole idea of space travel in general freaked me out. Like, I was just like, this movie, I'm not old enough to see this movie, and it's going to be scary, and it's about going to space.
Get
and I hate
space!
It. Yeah. It
you're scared
freaked
of
me out.
Science.
Yeah. Like, just Kath technology.
It really feels like homework.
Yeah.
They have that weird.
It's a good movie though.
They have that weird like board that convenes in like the White House, and it's like, I'm like the religion guy, like Meg McConaughey. It's like not clear what he is. He's just like, I'm the guy who says, but what if the science isn't the only thing that matters? It's like, okay, what do you do again? Like, why are you here?
Why? Who invited
You're
you?
You're like a weird like TV religion
in.
Guy.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
The t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
Oh, t-shirt cannon.
Carrie Jo Hickman was busted. She used a t-shirt cannon to shoot. And it sounds like, I mean, I guess if you're going to go ahead and shoot something over a fence with a t-shirt cannon, you're going to try to do it all in one go, because they she sent a care package. It's weird that they call it a care package, because it seems like once you fire it out of a t-shirt cannon, it's no longer a care package. It's now like...
It's a hostility package.
Yeah, it's like a I don't even know what, a mother load, a treasure
it's
trove.
It's a mother
a drop.
Load.
It's a drop.
Yeah, it's a drop. It's a drop.
And it's a package. It yeah, had... It's a package like in The Wire package.
It had drugs, cell phones, headphones, meth, digital scales.
Wait, why are drugs and meth listed separately?
Great question.
Very strange.
This reporter is really like, meth gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Meth is fine.
It is what not kind, considered.
What kind of headphones?
It's I'm compressing it. It's different parts of the... They don't mention the brand of headphones. Probably don't want to get sued, you know? but they shoot this...
We're suing you for doing crimes.
By t-shirt cannon convicts, yeah,
scales,
everywhere.
Scales, marijuana, and tobacco. So this is...
What are these? What's this other kind of drugs?
Yeah.
You listed other
I guess
drugs.
Pills,
it's a different points within the article.
I see,
I'd compressed
I see.
It for okay. the,
thank you for
editing.
Yeah, thanks,
I was editorializing.
Man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, lots of drugs. Which everything about, like, I guess a t-shirt cannon is like quieter than a real cannon.
Did she just like, shoot it into the yard in the
yeah.
middle?
Yeah, like she just fired.
How
a
did she think no one would?
Huge package of like drugs.
Oh, huh, funny, huh? Well, that's the rules, right? If it falls out of the sky, you get to keep it.
Hey, this lady shooting meth into the yard is making some questionable decisions.
Just like,
yeah.
Did you guys hear that?
I mean,
where do you get a t-shirt cannon?
She had one of the inmates sneeze at the same time.
Yeah.
Shot the t-shirt cannon.
I feel like it might be easier if you're like fresh out of jail to get your hands on like a regular cannon than a t-shirt cannon. Where do you get a t-shirt cannon?
Well, you don't need like a permit for
no,
it.
No, but can you like buy a t-shirt cannon?
Yeah.
Probably.
Really?
On the internet? 100%.
We should get one.
They're not going to do like a background
I think
check on
the
you.
The reason I feel like I would assume you can't get a t-shirt cannon is only because... Why haven't I gotten one yet? Like, that's my argument for why they're not
yeah, yeah.
why they're not accessible. Is why aren't we all walking around with t-shirt cannons all the time?
Yeah, I think it's like harder to get maybe like the compressed air or whatever.
She like went to a warehouse and there's like a guy who was like in the back of a van. Like she hands over like a duffel bag full of cash. She looks at it and then nods and like the guys open the back of the van, bring out this bag, unzip it, and then like it's the t-shirt.
I wonder
there's lots of
cost.
Different t-shirt cannons. There's like a handgun one that only shoots baby clothes.
A pearl handled pistol
yeah.
t-shirt she's, cannon.
A revolver
t-shirt. Barbie, yeah, she's Barbie t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also like.
T-shirtgun.com.
T-shirtgun.com. There you go.
They're not that much.
Also, I don't know how high the like walls are at this prison, but it doesn't sound like it's like a maximum security prison.
Yes, probably not.
I feel like you could just throw it. If you're going to be this, it would actually be quieter than shooting it out of a t-shirt.
I feel
cannon.
Like...
Also, your margin's way higher then.
That's true, yeah. You have to invest. I'm wondering if it's maybe she, for some, has some access, professional access to one.
Right.
Like she's a
mascot.
She's
a mascot.
She's a mascot. yeah.
Unrelated news, the Oklahoma City Thunder is looking for a new... Thunder?
It's a good job as a recent parolee. If you can just get someone to fill in for you, your
then
parole
no
officer can't be sure it's not you.
If you're
look at the tape. I was there. Yeah. You never take the head off. I'm not allowed to. I'm a professional.
I'd scare the children. Do you think if
I'm waiting for the hand signal we said you'd do?
Do you think it was the pump it up?
Shit, we should have made it something that not
like
every
it's
mascot
out of character
does.
For mascots.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, professional mascots, do you think that's their full day job? Because I know, like, cheerleaders and or dance squads.
Yeah,
like,
they make no money.
I think it probably depends
not.
On the level of mascot.
Well,
but that's a
levels?
Good question is, do you think mascots are paid more than cheerleaders? And I would have to say probably yes.
Probably if they yes. get, what if they just don't get paid? What if it's just, like... A
it's
hobby.
A volunteer.
Well, what if? Because cheerleaders get paid very little. I almost think that a mascot is like for the love of the fucking game.
My guess for why they are paid more: number one, sexism against pro mascot sexism.
I like that no one can see who's inside a mascot costume, but you're like, it's all
it's sexism.
Men. Trust me.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm joking about. Is it's just because you can't visibly see it's a woman, so we treat them better. That's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You can't confirm it's a woman, so we're gonna just. Like, we can't pay them less. Yeah.
Experienced NBA mascots can make $100,000 or more.
Damn.
A year?
Yeah. But they have, like, those guys have to really, like,
they really work.
Go nuts.
That's well.
They're
the other
in the suit and they run around.
The other
they,
part of my argument is that like there's a lot of promotional duties you have to do as a mascot.
That is also true.
Like. Which cheerleaders do too, but
they
like
make the cheerleaders go right, yeah.
But I feel like mascots do more. Like mascots make solo appearances without the cheerleaders.
Do you think they? But do you
How
think
much
they
do
get
think
their
gritty gets paid?
Probably that. I don't know. Do you think they use their A guy on every appearance though? I feel like they
That's
probably
a good
have
question.
Like.
Yeah.
Like if it's just like a kid's birthday party, they don't bring out like the guy. They just send like an intern in.
Yeah, it's like Krusty. Like they get Homer dressed up like Krusty.
Yeah,
right. Like Krusty franchising. I'm trying to see if there's any kind of starting salary sense here because Gritty would still be pretty.
We have some intel from Shelby. He texted because he sadly does not have a microphone today. He's being silenced. We apologize.
Oh no, this is a sad little message.
He said, "I used to work with the Pittsburgh Steelers / Pirates mascot. He had a day job, and it was his job to wash his costume."
Oh no!
Like, well, that's definitely not gross or anything.
That's probably like costing him money because I feel like washing a mascot costume. That's got to be some woolite black special stuff. You know, you can't just throw a fucking Tide Pod in
you can't,
there.
Yeah, that's not going in your laundromat. You know, washer.
He leaves it in at the laundromat, and someone it's like been there long enough that someone's like, "I'm just gonna take his stuff out," and then they pull out a giant pirate's head.
Whose is this?
He's wearing all of the costume except the head, reading a newspaper, and then pulling that out. That's like a Sports Center commercial. That'll be fun.
Good times.
Sports Center, hit us up.
Let us know. Stephen A. Smith. Turkey
don't
vulture.
Take that idea. Copyright.
Seen a bird die.
did she? So she got rearrested. So she's
rearrested. They didn't take kindly to her shooting drugs over their fence.
They put her on the list. She's not allowed to own a t-shirt cannon anymore.
They weren't just like, I gotta give it to you. Pretty good.
She also had a bump stock on the t-shirt cannon, so it was firing thousands of t-shirts.
too fast.
Yeah.
It's not how the founders intended. This is not the way founders intended t-shirts to be used to defend against the King of England.
So you switch the t-shirt cannon to burst mode and just just three shot burst.
The King of England shows up and tries to quarter some troops in your home and you're just shooting t-shirts at him.
Yeah.
There's a music festival in Austin where they had a taco cannon. And
that sounds awful.
What
a mess.
They were they were foil wrapped. So they were like pretty tightly secured, but I'm not going to eat food that's been shot out of a cannon. Lands on the ground and explodes.
They used to do it at Georgetown games. They used to have Chipotle.
They used to
have little parachutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
They were just coupons though, right? With the parachutes?
I thought they were the burritos. I never got one.
A little burrito with its own little parachute and like
put it in a diaper.
I like that you qualified.
Put it in the diaper.
I like the Kath qualified. She's like, I'm not going to eat food that's been shot out of a cannon and landed on the ground or whatever.
That's an important part of the caveat.
Yeah.
If you catch it, like
if it landed in my mouth, I would probably continue.
What's funny is that like functionally a t-shirt cannon is probably closest to like a musket. Like you do have to like have like a ramrod
to tamp it down.
Tamp down the t-shirt. They're ripping off like
if you put ball bearings in there, you could hurt people.
Oh, it's easy
for sure.
In order to fire a t-shirt cannon, you have to have at least one tooth on the top and bottom of your mouth so you can tear open the gunpowder packets. Did you guys not learn about the Civil War?
Was there a problem with people not having enough teeth?
That was the thing in the Civil War. You couldn't serve if you didn't have a top and bottom tooth because you needed to be able to tear open the gunpowder.
Cut a lot of people out.
Or open like a tin can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was perfect if you only had one on the top. Right. If you look like Baby Huey, you could just rip through a tin can. There was one guy in every platoon that was the can opener.
The can guy.
One tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also the surgeon.
I guess the bone spurs of the Civil War was paying someone to knock all of your fucking teeth out.
Just kick my ass, man. Just kick my ass.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her.
For going to jail.
Congratulations. You're going back to jail.
Back to jail.
Can I at least have some of the drugs that I shot in? No.
No, sorry.
Very sorry.
It's just a continuous loop of more and more of her friends trying to shoot until they're all in jail.
They just got to put up like a net, like at a driving range, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing gets in or out.
Yeah. Hire a punter to kick
there you go.
Drugs into the jail.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, just giving you some ideas, criminals out there.
What's up, criminals?
Number three.
You might have heard about this one. It's very funny to me. And now the website that I had it on has... I have closed out of it, so talk amongst yourselves.
So this Mussolini thing, right? So Jim Carrey, you know how he draws these little pictures, you know, yeah. every once in a while? He did one that's, if you're wondering what fascism leads to, just ask Benito Mussolini and his mistress Claretta, and it's a drawing of them hanging upside down. And Mussolini's granddaughter, who apparently is a surprise far right wing politician in Italy,
shocker,
responded, "You are a bastard."
Pretty good.
And people are responding to, you know, saying like, "Hey, fuck your grandpa," whatever. I responded with the Harry having diarrhea from Dumb and Dumber gif. That was my contribution.
Yeah. Good job. I found the article, by the way.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, we're back. So this is about Zack Snyder, just one of the greatest filmmakers of our age.
Visionary filmmaker, I believe, is what he's referred to.
Visionary filmmaker.
Yeah, he made 300.
Did he? He did.
Yeah. That was his first big thing, maybe.
Yeah.
He did one of the remakes of the Dead ones, the zombie ones.
Oh, he did?
Dawn of the Day, Day of the Dead. Maybe.
I think he did Day of the Dead.
Pretty good.
Is that the one with John Leguizamo in it? And
I don't remember.
That's Ice Age.
It's Sarah Polley's in it, I think.
Okay.
Does that help? Probably not, but she's in it.
Is there like a tank or like a train?
They're like a mall, I think. Right?
It's always a mall.
Dawn of the Dead. That they're in a mall, I think.
Are you sure? I thought that was Robert Rodriguez.
Fuck. There are so many deads.
No, one of them was definitely Zack Snyder, and that was like, and then he got 300, and now everything he does is that same like exhausting, like it looks like a cartoon, like a comic panel.
It was Dawn, very high contrast.
Shelby says it was Dawn.
It was Dawn that he directed. Yeah, which is the mall one. Okay, anyway, he is sick, apparently.
The mall one. It's about my ex-wife. Okay, let's go.
Wait, well, I don't get that one.
What?
She likes the mall.
Oh, okay.
She likes
stretch,
the shop.
A little bit of stretch.
I got Shelby. It's all that matters. I'll take it.
We were like, what?
Sir?
So Zack Snyder is apparently tired of being asked about... Batman and Superman killing people in his movies.
Because traditionally they don't do that.
That's because they're supposed to be good guys.
That's one of Batman's rules.
Yeah. And he added, he says he understands where the objections come from, but he added that he really wished people would, quote, wake the fuck up and move on already. And then there's a longer quote that is very funny to me. It's very Zack Snyder.
Was this at a panel or something?
I think this was at Comic-Con, because there was a picture of him at Comic-Con.
Just all the nerds going...
Yeah, and he like gets
he
gets like legitimately really mad, and it's funny. He says, "Once you've lost your virginity to this fucking movie, and then you come and say to me something like, 'My superhero wouldn't do that.' I'm like, are you serious? I'm like down the fucking road on that. It's a cool point of view to be like, my heroes are still innocent. My heroes didn't fucking lie to America. My heroes didn't embezzle money from their corporations. My heroes didn't commit any atrocities. That's cool, but you're living in a fucking dream world." That's what he said.
Jesus Christ.
I like that he refers to watching his movies as losing your virginity to them. I feel like that says a lot about his filmmaking style.
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
I thought he meant like people were like losing their virginity to like Batman.
In the movie theater?
I don't know.
No, yeah. I think he means like, buckle up, folks. You're going to get your mind fucked by my movies.
Losing your virginity to Batman in the theater. Is this okay? Is this okay? Reach for more popcorn. There's a surprise at the bottom. Is that okay?
Batman's dick is so sharp, like everything else he owns.
It's very tactical.
Really pointy. He has ammo strapped to the
Superman
side of
doesn't like... Well, he kills Zod in the Zack Snyder Superman.
Superman just sucks top to bottom all the... Like, he just is so lame.
But he does.
I guess he blow up buildings and shit.
Batman in the Zack Snyder movies like kills civilians.
Yes, he like shoots them with guns and stuff.
Definitively murders civilians.
Yeah, it's like Superman is like the strongest person in the world, and then he like punches someone in the jaw, and they're like, "Youch!" It's like he would destroy their head if you want to talk about it.
Well, he has different levels of.
Yeah, you know. he's not going full throttle.
Maybe he is. He's caught up in the
moment.
Yeah,
it's like when he beats up the guy at the end of Superman 2. I've talked about this before on here. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, in the diner. We've definitely talked about this. But I like, okay, here's the thing. I kind of do agree with Zack Snyder in a way, because like Batman, and especially Batman, is like objectively, like if Batman existed in the real world, he would be a very bad person. Like, it's not.
He's vigilante killing people. Like, yeah, it's not good.
He's using his like absurd
just
wealth.
Just donate to charity.
Yeah. Like, there are better ways you could. Like, so I kind of get what he's saying, but also his movies are terrible and his response is insane.
But also, like, doesn't he, like, crash cars and stuff in, like, the Dark Knights? Doesn't he, like, doesn't he ride his fucking bat tank?
Well,
he
definitely kills Ra's al Ghul. At the end of the first,
I think
one.
You're allowed to kill someone if they are your main arch nemesis in the plot of the movie.
That's right,
but otherwise, it's like not allowed. But he does enact.
That's his thing, because he's like, the Joker's constantly trying to get him to kill him.
And he doesn't kill him.
Yeah. See. So maybe that's part of his like arc. That
I mean,
kill somebody.
There's also like a part in that movie where he enacts a massive surveillance system. Secretly, like, he's a bad person.
Well, that's in like the Spider-Man game that came out recently, where it was like one of the
early quests is
like you're running around the city like helping cops set up like citywide surveillance, and you're like, I don't know.
Can I opt out of this one?
Yeah, I took like my weird stance in Spider-Man when I was playing it, because you always get calls from the cops that are like fighting down below, and I'd never help them. I was like, I'm Spider-Man. Poof, poof. No cops. You guys handle that. I got to go fight the Taskmaster on a roof. That was my move.
Politics. Practicing good politics in your video games.
I don't know.
Games.
I mean, like, it's just like...
It'd be a lot easier if he did kill the bad guy, you know? Like, you should just kill the Joker. All right, you're dead. Well, you're right. I compromised my principles, but... Guess what you can't do anymore?
Kill a bunch of people.
It's also like, like there was
like, not gonna be doing another exhausting like freshman philosophy exploding boat experiment. Yeah.
Like I had that, I like tweeted about that once, of just like, not even Batman, but like the Gotham PD or whatever, run into the Joker, who like on record they know has killed like hundreds of people, and they're like, freeze. Stop right there, mister.
Yeah, like, you know that thing that cops famously do all the time, not shoot people.
especially
the Joker has white face paint.
And
that's true. That's
I was gonna say, like, there's no case of mistaken identity. It's like, I'm not sure it's a Joker. It's
right,
like, does he look like the Joker a lot? Because then he's probably the Joker.
We tried to make fun of that Batman versus Superman movie for Master Pancake.
Yeah.
And it was so hard.
It's
because
so
it's
bad,
like,
and
it's
so fucking long.
It's so long. It's also just like so grim and like boring looking.
It's relentlessly serious.
Relentlessly serious.
Did we see it together in theaters?
I don't think so. I didn't see it in the theater.
It was like legitimately really hard to do jokes about, just because like the tone is so.
Isn't that the one where it's like there's like the jar of piss and then the place blows
up? Yeah, there's jar of piss in like the white in like the Capitol or something, and then like because
like Mark Zuckerberg gives the piss too, right?
Yeah, and then like Superman's mom has the same name as
Martha,
Batman's mom or whatever.
And
it's so stupid.
Apparently, I read something that there was like a draft in which they'd made it so that. It was literally both their mothers. Like Martha Wayne had pretended to be killed and then went and moved to fucking Idaho or whatever, and it was also Martha Kent.
That rules.
That's pretty bad.
Like, dude, I saw that movie, and if I hadn't seen it with people, I would have walked out.
There are people
I think it was on my phone.
There are people who like have good taste generally that we all know. That insist that there is, because a lot of people say like the Snyder cut of, first of all, they insist that Batman vs. Superman is good.
Right, which is
But also
incorrect.
That the Snyder cut, which is apparently longer, would make it better.
No.
And
impossible.
These are people that otherwise do not have bad taste in things.
Yeah, that's shocking.
It's a complete like no holds, or like people have generally good taste. Then you get into superheroes, and it's just like
right.
Okay,
well, some of that is probably loyal, like super super deep loyalty to like DC Comics or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know that they fucked up because they brought in, I think it was probably Joss Whedon or somebody, to like punch up the Justice League script. You know what I mean? It's like, this has to be a little fun sometimes. Otherwise, it's like, who's gonna sit here during this like dirge?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh yeah, well, we got this guy. He's Aquaman. Anyway, everyone's very sad, and it's like, well, what? Like, who is this?
Well, it's because I feel like the entire thing of like that they're trying to bring. They're making superhero movies, and then they're like, we're going to take superhero movies and put them in like today's climate. And it's like, it just doesn't work. Superheroes need to live in an alternate universe. They need to be in the cartoon Gotham. They need to be in, because you can't take fucking Batman and be like, Batman's in the Bronx.
I think Batman Begins is the only one of those that like actually, it's like, yes, there's stuff that's over the top. Yes, whatever. Like the idea of like a secret shadowy ninja, you know, cabal or whatever. But like, it doesn't like, there's not like a guy who's in a clown costume. You know what I mean? Like it's not, that's like, you know, on social media or, you know what I mean? Like, and I like The Dark Knight too. Except for like the last like 30 minutes is the real drag, because that thing on the boat just sucks. It's all these guys who are not like famous actors delivering.
Oh, David Clark Duncan.
No, you're talking about Tiny Liston, I think. You were thinking it was Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that other guy.
It was Debo from Friday.
From Friday.
But I think Batman Begins, I think, is good. But otherwise, yes, I agree. It's like it can't exist. Like, and the thing is, the success of all the Batman movies has like now like screwed us forever, because we're stuck with this like idea of like, well, like gritty, it's gritty reboots. And real.
Yeah. No more gritty reboots. We're done. We've had enough.
Not that like I need like another like Tim Burton like weird like living inside a cuckoo clock version
like,
of reality.
Either. I don't know. I feel like I could use some camp in those movies. But then again, I'm not their target demographic. I hate all of them. So
right.
Like,
so
I have no opinion on any of them. I did like the I like the Christopher Nolan Batmans. Like,
yeah.
I thought they were good, but yeah. Like, yeah, I don't. I shouldn't weigh in because I'm not who they're catering to. I have no strong opinions about any of this.
Right. And then when it got turned over to Zack Snyder, it was kind of like, uh-oh. Because it's like, it becomes like a relentlessly, like, you know, looks very pretty probably, but it's just like grim.
Not even.
No, it's so desaturated.
It's so muddled, yeah.
Somebody did a re-edit of Batman versus Superman where they literally like just like put the saturation slider back up so that Superman and Batman versus Superman is like grayscale. It's like not even blue and red.
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
Well, take that. You guys need to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Conversation about gritty comic book reboots. Finally.
Batman is just killing guys nonstop. They're getting murked in the comics, and that's just the way it is. I don't know. It's a very, what's that guy's name? Frank Miller understanding. Like super, fash understanding of what Batman is supposed to be.
I remember when I was in high school, people kept telling me to read his comics because they were like, oh, they're so good. And they read them when I was like, I think this is like fascist.
Yeah.
I think this is like pretty fascist, guys.
That was when everything dark with lots of black like space was cool in comics. Just everything dark.
Was he V for Vendetta too?
Alan Moore, right.
And he's Watchmen.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
I had like a year where I was into comics and I read all that shit.
Yeah.
It was fine.
And Hellboy's the comic, read Hellboy, don't worry about anything else. That's the good comic.
That's what Eli says.
Yep.
Zack Snyder, check him out. Put a link to his IMDb in the description.
Don't check him out. He sucks.
There is a very good. Have you guys seen that, like the old Pete Holmes Batman like College Humor sketch where he says he doesn't kill people?
No.
It's worthwhile.
I'm aware of the Pete Holmes thing though.
Yeah, it's just him being like slicing people's necks open with like his triangle blades on his arm. He's like, he's asleep.
That's pretty good.
I used to work at a comedy club called the Boston. Yeah. I used to work the door, and then okay.
There's the best line in it that I want to share is like they're trying to explain it to him, like his fish when he was a kid, and he was like, you know, like when you had a fish, and like the fish would die, and he's like, yeah. He's like, what happened to that fish is what you've done to these men. He's like, I overfed these men. It's very good. All right, next number.
Oh, ah!
Yep, that's it.
Number two.
All right, it's number two. This is okay, so this Lithuanian guy, Evaldas Rimasauskas, pled guilty to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering charges, admitting that he stole $99 million from Facebook and $23 million from Google between 2013 and 2015. How do you ask that he pull this off? He just sent them invoices for things that they didn't buy and he didn't provide, and they paid them.
As someone who makes like a good deal of my income freelancing, this man is an inspiration.
Right.
Hero.
Yeah.
That is
beautiful. It's so hard to get paid for stuff you do.
Yeah.
Like in real life.
Like,
but it's like, oh, just make invoices for companies and send, like, brilliant. Why am I not doing that?
Like, so what he did was he was pretending to be a giant Taiwanese hardware manufacturer, Conta Computer Inc.
Just
he
one
registered a company in Latvia with the same name.
Fuck yeah.
And he forged invoices, contracts, letters, all this stuff, and like, you know, had false corporate stamps, blah blah blah, and just sent them in, and I guess people just paid.
Yeah,
because that's what you do.
That's right? What your job is when you get an invoice, is to pay it.
And he apparently has agreed to forfeit about $50 million. It's not clear what happened to the other $73 million.
I have some ideas.
This guy was
wearing jewels?
Prolific and baroque money launderer who squirreled away cash in Cyprus, Lithuania, Hungary, Slovakia, and Latvia.
He doesn't sound baroque to me.
Hey!
He got a lot of money.
He faces up to 30 years. That was pretty good.
I think because you were just talking about the Pete Holmes goldfish thing. For some reason, I'm imagining him surrounded by a bunch of expensive aquariums. That's what he spent his money on.
He's just the guy from that one DirecTV ad or whatever it was with the little. He has the little giraffe.
Opulence. Where he
kisses the little baby giraffe.
Yeah.
So this guy. You got to give it up for this guy.
I will say also, I feel like forging invoices is. A little bit of an overstatement. He just sent invoices for things he hadn't done.
Yeah.
You just make up an invoice.
Yeah, he didn't intercept invoices for actual services and then say, no, actually, here's the routing number. It's this one.
I feel like this shouldn't be illegal. He just gambled and won. That's what he did.
It's like you just pay. I mean, I think.
How do you not disappear in the deepest, darkest rabbit hole after you do this?
I mean,
you have all that money. Yeah, well.
Just kidding. Lithuania.
Take that, Lithuania.
No,
but I guess if you have a bunch of bank accounts in different countries too, you're as decentralized as you can be. If your company is based in Latvia, you don't live in Latvia. You have all of these bank accounts,
I feel like you just
pretty keeping under the radar.
There's got to be a way you do it where you either add kind of fine print or the description of what they're paying for is so vague.
This is a novelty invoice only.
Yeah, but there's no, you know, an invoice, and the invoice is consulting fee, and then they pay it, and then if you ever get in, they're was consulting on this invoice. A way to explain it away that it's you did receive a service for me, which was I made you an invoice, and then you paid me for it. Whether you overpaid is simply not my problem.
Right. This is what I charge for this service of making an invoice and sending it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect this guy.
Did we do that story of that other guy who something I was talking about at work? It feels the same thing. Best Buy or something sent this guy the wrong TV. They sent him a bigger TV than
we talked about that. But maybe it didn't make it on the podcast. No, we talked about it in the bonus last week.
Bonus.
The guy who went to jail for keeping the wrong size TV.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, I feel like if you, especially if it's a big corporation or whatever, it's you sent them something asking them to pay you, and they did it.
Yeah.
That's not your problem.
Yeah.
You asked, and they answered.
It's a learning experience.
Here's a picture of him before the extradition proceeding. He's not thrilled.
Oh, he looks so sad.
I was hoping you're going to here's a picture of him before the scam, and then it'll be him, and then after the scam, and he'd have chains.
Here's a picture of him. Here's a picture of him after. He's just that Homer Simpson, the gold-encrusted, laughing king.
I was going to say, the gold man from India. You know that picture?
No.
There's a guy who just, loved gold, and there's, all these pictures on the internet with, 100 chains and rings on.
Gold.
That's in India. So that's how people mostly, keep their money is,
Like a pimp?
They buy gold jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get married, your parents give you all the gold jewelry that they've been saving for you, and it gets passed down.
Wow.
And it's that's
because it holds its value.
It's a big part of your nesting. And you wear it all on your wedding day.
Is this the Indian guy?
No. I need to show you a picture of golden member.
That guy loves gold.
He does love gold.
You know what's crazy? Beyoncé was in that movie.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Yeah, she was in that movie, and she was good in it.
Here it is.
I can't recall.
She was good in it.
I just Googled Goldman India, and it popped up with
Goldman Sachs India.
Yeah. Dada Fuge, the Indian businessman. Dada Trey D. Fuge was an Indian businessman, millionaire, and money taker.
Money taker.
In late 2012,
I also describe myself
Dada
that way.
Fuge had an opulent $240,000 22-carat pure gold shirt made for him.
Ooh.
And then there's great pictures of him.
Cool. Let's look at them on air.
Yep. But look how proud he is of all the gold. You guys can keep moving. I'm just going to pull up this photo.
Well, good luck to this guy. I don't think he did anything wrong.
I looked him up, and they clicked the picture to show you the picture. And the article that it came up that it's on is India Goldman Battered to Death.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to him, I guess, also.
That's him.
R.I.P. Oh,
that's sad.
Who beat him up?
I don't want to go into more details about this horrible crime on the podcast.
Sorry to the gold man. R.I.P.
Man, what the fuck? God, I got so excited when I remembered the gold man, and then I find out he's been killed. It's a bad Sunday.
What an emotional roller coaster we've been on.
Hey, God. Well,
now Patty's on his phone.
Damn it. There we go.
It's a real man who's dead.
He really died in a violent way.
Well, we're remembering him. Okay.
His son, he survived by his son, who was spared by the killers. Number one.
Jesus Christ.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
This year. God damn it. Number one this week was sent to us by multiple people. It is one of our favorite topics, which is just someone being rambunctious.
shenanigans.
Two nine-year-olds that caused an absolute ruckus at a shopping center. We do have, I think it's best to just listen to the audio of this news report, which is twice as good because it's from either Australia or New Zealand.
Australia, I believe. Good. I don't know if we can see video in here, but there are parts that are subtitled that we might need to translate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll listen to it and then we'll clarify as much as is needed. But we will have the information from the anchors at least very clearly.
Yeah.
Two nine-year-old girls have gone on a destructive rampage at a Helensvale shopping center. They verbally abused shoppers, damaged cars, punched security, and it was all caught on camera.
Have you called the police, mate?
Unruly and uncontrollable.
They're jumping up and down on top of a car.
Two nine-year-old girls running amok, kicking security guards, abusing shoppers, and jumping on a car at the Westfield Helensvale shopping centre yesterday afternoon.
They need help.
A security guard seizing one of the girls' scooters in an attempt to defuse the situation.
If you take it, I'll probably kill you.
If you take it, I'll fucking kill you about her razor scooter.
Retaliation, witnesses say, after the two girls got into a fight over cigarettes and abused an elderly lady inside the shopping centre.
I looked across and she spat on security guards while they're trying to calm the situation. And yeah, they just were screaming, we know at the law. But you can't touch us.
Shoppers couldn't, but police could, arriving shortly after, taking the girls home, much to the relief of bystanders.
And everyone applauds. Okay, that's pretty much
the latest incident involving children
just a few weeks
after a boy. These kids from that family?
The terror family? I don't know. I also would like to know the thought process of a security guard that thinks taking away their scooter would defuse the situation.
I mean, I'm assuming they were brandishing it as a weapon against the ankles of the cops.
Oh, do you ever try to do a tail whip on a razor scooter and
hit
yourself in
the
ankle?
Absolutely.
That's no
everyone
good.
Who had a razor scooter injured their ankle that way,
just,
I think.
Whoosh, ah!
It's basically just like a swinging blade.
Yeah.
Is Mom! What it is. But yeah, they're just 2 9-year-olds going fucking apeshit at the mall. And it's interesting because it's like there's video. It starts. Clearly, you do not see the precipitating events. It starts with just 2 skinny little girls jumping up and down on a car.
Yeah.
And people just standing around, like, amazed.
And you know, to beg the most cliche possible question, where are their parents? Like, whose kids? 9 is not old enough to leave at a mall by themselves.
No way.
That's true.
So their parents must be around.
If I was their parents, I'd be like, this is too embarrassing. I'm going home. I can't.
They just gave up.
I will not claim these children.
Yeah.
They're not mine.
Right. But it's like, you know, at least you'd be like, oh, I don't see my 2 precious daughters. Where are they? And then if you hear someone jumping on a car, you'd be like, oh, no, I bet that's them.
That's when you go home.
Yeah, that's when,
that's when you
just
leave.
Pack it up.
Like, nope, there's nothing more I can do here. This is society's problem now.
Yeah, this is the mall's problem.
I didn't realize that Westfield was a international company, apparently. The mall company. I did not know that.
What is Westfield?
Because there's malls, like, where I grew up, like the West, they're like Westfield Shopping.
We had
Simon. They have one in L.A. that's like a big one.
Yeah, Simon Malls.
We had Simon. That's what we
had. I tried to do one of those like pyramid schemes for Simon Malls once.
Really?
You know those ones where it was like,
were selling malls to people?
No, it was like they had a thing online that was like rewards for Simon Mall, and you had to get other people to sign up. Weirdly enough, not people went on to do it. Didn't want to get into the Simon Mall scheme with me.
I feel like my first response when I saw this video was Baby Crank is real. Yeah. That's what's happening here. This is
Double
Baby
Crank
come to life.
They had a slightly too big size of Icy, and now they're insane.
I was just going to say, like, also, the video is not close enough or high res enough to see, but I guarantee at
Candy
least one of
mouse.
These girls, blue tongue.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Push pop at the fucking ready.
I would bet my life on
two
it.
Two hands full of ring pops, just going buck wild.
If an angry 9-year-old child came running at me, I would simply shove her away. That's what I would do.
You'd think, but that's like it's like a duck or a
man
goose.
Shoves girl at mall.
Well, that's the thing is,
like,
they,
oh, all right, whoa. Yeah.
They were saying to the people like, we know the law, you can't do anything, which like kicks ass because it's true. And I like to believe that like these girls just found that out and were like, we should go to the mall.
Yeah, I mean it's sort of true, but you're also breaking the law.
Yeah, like, I mean like, but it is like. None of you random people can really do anything to us.
Like, I like the idea that they're just trashing a car, and then someone's like, we know the law, you can't touch us. It's like, well, yes, but that's not where this ends.
Right.
Like,
it's not.
You
the...
also have broken.
I there just are feel like people it is who can touch you.
The joy of discovering that society is fake and governed by rules that you don't have to abide by is like a very specific, like, teenage discovery.
Yeah, I
like
that the police took them home.
Right, that's what they said. They think they took them home. So, like, what were the consequences?
They should have taken them to the edge of a cliff.
They were taken to the desert
to fend for themselves.
They were driven halfway into the desert and let out.
Taken to the nearest strict nun with a ruler.
They were neutered and released. They were trapped.
I think you mean spayed.
Sorry, spayed and released. They were spayed and released.
It's like, oh, I neutered those two kids. Like, what?
How? I mean, spayed is also bad.
Yeah, Bob Barker. It's like, please, spay your children.
Spay and neuter your children, please.
They're all riled up. It's those hormones, I tell you.
This wouldn't happen.
They watch one too many Yahoo Serious movies, and they got too excited.
I feel like this
Yahoo
is
Yahoo Serious, anyone?
I know
what's
Yahoo Serious.
Serious?
Young Einstein. There were more, probably.
Is that like Young Frankenstein?
I saw Young Einstein in the theater.
Yeah,
it's Einstein. Like that
it's,
movie.
No, it's like it's this guy. His name was Yahoo Serious. He's an actor. He's probably still alive.
I thought it was a vertical from Yahoo that was Serious Movies.
Yeah, no. Yahoo Serious is an Australian actor, comedian, and
I know about him is that he's Australian.
Yeah,
and he was like an Australian comedy.
The movie
actor.
Is called Young Einstein, and he's just like he's Einstein, but he's also like just a young guy.
Would you say he's like the Pauly Shore of Australia?
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah. Okay.
It was during the same time too. Yeah. So they're probably like on the lookout for their own.
So he made Young Einstein. Did he also make like Biosphere and like just other like?
It ended with a big
like...
musical number, like that song "Rock and Roll Music." Any old way you choose it.
Yeah, like, that song.
That thing that Einstein sang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That classic
that's how it ended.
Einstein.
Yeah.
Song
in from the 30s. Also, I think he had like. He might have been wearing like a barrel with straps at one point because I think he was broke.
Classic.
Something with a washboard, maybe, you know? Just, yeah. Young Einstein, check it out.
Yeah, Einstein, famous for being a hobo. Yeah.
All of these things.
Track down Young Einstein on
Prime Yahoo
Video,
Serious.
Maybe?
It's not clear where. Not clear if it's anywhere.
Prime
it's
Video,
nowhere.
If anywhere.
They burned all the copies.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's like Song of the South or whatever, the Disney thing. It's locked in the vault.
It's like the day the clown cried.
Yeah,
you just can't see it.
It's in the Yahoo Serious vault.
Yeah.
I feel like, as far as these 9-year-olds go, I feel like their actual behavior is like what the effect of what like teenagers at malls always feel like to me. Like,
yes.
Even if they're being more peaceful than this, in my head, they're jumping on my car.
It's like
they're jumping on my emotional car all the time.
It is one step away from this. Like, there is minute to minute, it could turn into this at any time.
Like, which is worse, like jumping on my car or like ruining my self-esteem for 2 weeks? Like, who's to say?
Yeah.
Hit me with a skateboard and
I haven't
shit.
Been to a mall in a long time.
Yeah, they're not great.
Yeah, so not great.
Just go to still, just go check haven't out gotten a lot better.
Go check out the Manhattan Mall.
Where's that?
That's that weird one near
one
Penn
like,
Station.
Yeah, it's like 34th. And...
But that's like not a real mall.
No, it's not.
It's got like, it's like a, it's
you
like
need
a theme
like an
park
outer
based
borough,
on a mall.
Like strip mall.
Yeah.
Go out to like Jersey City or something.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. I always cry in malls because if I walk by the Abercrombie or the Hollister, they use so much perfume, and I'm like allergic to it a little bit. So I just walk around a mile like crying. Like,
you should act out about it. Jump on a car.
Jump on a car.
Jump on one of those Abercrombie shirtless boys.
I'll know the law. Say, yeah.
Do they still have those shirtless dudes that stand outside Abercrombie?
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Climb behind the floor models.
Yeah,
because there were
floor
kids.
Models.
Kids, they Abercrombie and like Hollister and all that shit. They'd call their sales people floor models.
That's creepy.
And so people would put that on their like Facebook, and they'd be like model at Abercrombie.
Yeah, the best thing is, and like the Abercrombie chairman or whatever was like that a guy who had like the weird like Ken doll surgery where he, you know,
he had
bad play, and he's like, we can't have any ugly people. I was like, dude, look in the
mirror. Yeah. I remember that. No ugly people. I remember there was a whole thing of they won't sell. They won't sell over a certain size.
Yeah, they won't sell over. So they used to burn all their excess clothing.
Yeah, because they didn't want to.
They didn't want to see. They didn't want like homeless people to be.
They had racist T-shirts.
Yeah, they had like super weird racist T-shirts.
Two Wongs Make It White.
Yeah,
was the laundry place.
Jesus Christ. Well,
yeah.
Maybe malls are a good place to act out. They sound like they're full of bad
stores.
Let's
all go to a mall and act out. Jump the counter at Orange Julius.
It'll be like the Avril Lavigne complicated video.
Yeah.
Flick all your eggs. Man.
Just teens hassling people. Fill us with coke.
Teens
love
to hassle.
Yeah.
Teens fucking love to hassle.
Just going, just shoving the person at Mrs. Fields.
Yeah.
They're trying to make cookies for you, man.
Ordering French fries with no salt at the food court, so they have to make a whole fresh batch of French fries.
Oh yeah,
and then putting salt
shitty
on them.
Oh yeah, they put salt on.
Just a little follow up on Yahoo Serious here. Young Einstein came in 1988. It is a fantasized account, written, produced, directed by, and starring Yahoo Serious.
Wow, his vision.
Fantasized account of the life of Albert Einstein, which alters all people, places, and circumstances of his life,
nice.
Including relocating him to Australia. Having him splitting the atom with a chisel, inventing rock and roll, and inventing surfing. So some more stuff.
It
was not good.
It was not good?
But Yahoo Serious now is, he's a director of the, he's 65 years old.
Because
people like that, it was a long time ago, 1988.
Yeah. That's the year I was born.
Continues living. He's a director of the Kokoda Track Foundation, which fights for the rights of the Papua New Guineans.
Oh, good for him.
So good for Yahoo Serious.
Well,
Yahoo Serious fans, today was truly your day.
I'm so glad we got
that
update.
We offer something I can guarantee no other podcast will.
That's right.
Yahoo Serious, come on the show.
Yeah,
we'll get. Let's. If you have contact info for him,
$5.99 a month, you can get a subscription to.
If he doesn't have a Yahoo email account, fuck him. He's got a
serious@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Like that.
He must have been really mad about the co-option of the word Yahoo.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's the podcast, I think.
I think that's it. Does anyone have anything? Well, we'll do our thing here. Hey, if you like this and you want more of it, check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We've also got the TeePublic. We'll put a link in the description. We're still accepting submissions, I guess, or ideas for shirts. Not submissions, really, but, you know, we're looking to diversify a little bit.
A good shirt that we'd have. But there's also... There's shirts on there.
There's some really good shirts.
And there's
good
shirts on there. But I'm just saying.
Shout out to the guy who wore the Black Metal Beena shirt to a metal show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blink
respect
from
to
the
you.
Discord, I think.
Yeah, good, good. Thank you to him.
The Beena shirt is good. I get to wear it because it's not obviously my own podcast.
Yeah.
That's true. What else?
5 stars on iTunes.
5 stars on iTunes.
Thank you.
Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers.
Check it out.
See that we're right when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Check it out. I think that's it for, I mean, we're all What a Time Pod and all the stuff. What a Time Podcast @gmail.com if you want to send us an email. And that's it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm Patty Mullen and stuff. I don't, Karma is every Friday, including this Friday. I will not be there on Friday, but, it's going to be a good show. So, check her out.
Yeah.
I have two other podcasts. If you're not tired of my voice yet, Lie, Cheat, and Steal, which we just got a shout out in the AV Club, which is really cool. So we just released an episode about Monterey Jack cheese and the shady history of it, and it made me really hungry to record.
Did you guys talk about Rescue Rangers?
We did not talk about Rescue Rangers.
The one guy whose name is Monterey Jack, the pilot.
We did not.
Okay.
It did not come up.
Rescue Rangers.
Check it out.
Pretty good NES game.
And then my other podcast is WrestleSplania, and we are doing a really fun wrestling watch party on April 7th at 5 p.m. Splania Mania.
This Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Coming Sunday. The next Sunday happening after you listen to this, 5 p.m., Queens Brewery, right off the Halsey L stop in Ridgewood, Queens. Street Fight Radio is going to be there. Comedians David Twitty and Lauren Vino are going to be there. Me and Rachel are going to be there. Some wrestlers are coming. People are selling like art and shirts and merch and cool shit. And it's going to be a really good time. So please come.
And it's off the L. So it's basically Brooklyn. I feel like Queens sounds scary.
That's I try to make sure people know. Like it's Queen. It's called Queens Brewery. It's literally two blocks into Queens. It's Bushwick.
Yeah, yeah. It's where Queens and it's you know, you don't have to go to like Astoria.
Just exactly. Come yeah.
To, come I might go to it because I got nothing else going on.
Hell yeah, man.
For me, you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Chili's Restaurants. I've actually been streaming again and playing like Sekiro and stuff. It's been fun. Also, if you want to check it out, I've been doing a series thing at work that you can watch on YouTube called Table Pop. If you want to check it out, it's on the Dorkly channel where we play like pop culture tabletop RPG versions of pop culture things. So you can see us play basically a D&D version of like Friends and The Bachelor. So you can check that out if you want to. That's it.
Cool. Is that it?
Cool. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
Sal Volcano, baby. Signing out.